from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to do some money in politics. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist, and Steve Moore, WABC radio host. More money following this show and many of these same stations. Also, Committee to Unleash Prosperity Hotline. Welcome back, kids. I wanted to chew on it. I mean, I know everybody's looking at these insane legal issues, but I'll start with you, Liz. I had Laura Trump on the TV show this week, and she's going to be some kind of big position at the Republican National Committee. And I said, you know, the big thing here is Democrats are going to try to steal the election. I mean, you take a look at these lawsuits and the insanity that they're doing. And we had Matt Taibbi on, who wrote about this at some length, lawfare and sabotaging elections and so forth. But the question is the GOP ready to fight the Democrats with mail-in ballots and harvesting and other shenanigans and Zuckerbucks and all the rest of that? Because this is going to be a big issue. And the Democrats, you know, lawfare, sabotaging fair elections, these are big themes. This is what they're running on. They don't run on the economy or affordability. They don't run on the border. They don't run on foreign policy. You know, they run on Fannie Willis and Letitia James and all this other garbage. So the question is, and I asked Laura, I said, Laura, you got to be Trump tough. I mean, she said, I'm ready. But I mean, are they ready? I mean, do we think they're ready?
Well, I think they're readier than they were in 2020.
Yeah.
There certainly were lawyers looking at a lot of the things that happened in 2020. But when Pennsylvania did something that I believe was completely illegal in changing their voting format without it going through the normal process, you know, there wasn't really any response prepared for that because no one imagined, you know, again, I think it was a little bit of a failure of imagination, as George Bush used to refer to 9/11. I don't think Republicans could imagine just how far Democrats would go to use the pandemic as an excuse to make it easier for them to round up votes and voters and get all those ballots harvested. And that's what they did. So I do think they're ready. Or, I mean, I've heard this from people working for the RNC. They've got an awful lot of a much bigger legal team ready to challenge things. But, you know, Larry, once it's done, challenging it really isn't very helpful.
Yeah.
Because as we saw in 2020, you know, the Democrats love to say, well, all the cases that were brought were thrown out about illegal voting. That's simply not true. The cases were not always heard because the courts decided people didn't have standing or whatever. But my understanding is about 30% of them actually went in favor of people charging wrongdoing. But guess what? Once it's over, the team in charge, and in this case, if it's Biden and the Democrats occupying the White House, they will have no sympathy and no interest for pursuing what may be criminal acts. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Well, Steve, you know, there's an analog here. I mean, if you look at just take this crazy New York decision against Trump, the Judge Engeron and the AG Letitia James, the way they twisted the legal system. This is this is the business analog to election fraud and mail-in ballots and hard. They will do anything to win. And they will do, by the way, anything not to talk about the issues. Now, I happen to think that these lawsuits and that Fannie Willis and so forth is going to kill them. But that's just one Indian's point of view. The fact is, they know the sabotage game and the lawfare legal game. They know it very well. I'm just worried that Republicans are going to get out jocked again. That's all. Just saying.
Well, a couple of observations. Number one, I'm not a lawyer, but I am an economist. And it's people like Donald Trump who built New York. You know,
yes.
It was people like John Catsimatidis and Donald Trump who made New York the great city that it was. And it is a stain on the great city of New York that basically say, sorry, Donald Trump, you can't do business anymore. That's going to hurt New York. It's not going to hurt Donald Trump if he can't do business in New York because he's going to move to Florida. And that's been happening all over the country. They do the same thing in Chicago. They say, you know, they chased out Ken Griffin. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to take my 2,000 jobs and my billions of dollars and I'm going to move it out. So it's just a very sad day for the state of New York. There's nobody who believes that this case was anything but political. And in fact, I don't follow all these cases because, I mean, they want to put him in jail for 500 years. But we see so many of these
700.
I mean, it is outrageous. A couple of quick things on the election stuff. Number one, we have got to one of the most important things, Larry, given these new election rules. And by the way, Liz is correct. The reason Trump lost is the left used COVID as a way to change the voting rules to change the whole way we vote. And if it had not been for that, Trump would have won. I'm not saying the election was stolen. As my friend John Fund would say, they stole it fair and square because they changed the rules. Mm-hmm. And the truth is they've sort of changed the rules permanently. And as such, we have got to, as Republicans, get our voters out early. Mm-hmm. The people have to vote early now. We saw in that New York special election race that the Democrats got their voters out to vote early. Then you had a snowstorm on election day, and a lot of people couldn't vote. Now, I'm not saying that's the reason we lost, but we lost a lot of votes as a result of that. One other quick thing. Have you heard of automatic voter registration, either of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Heck yeah.
This is unbelievable. They are not. John Fund did a big study for us at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity on this. You go in for food stamps, you go in to get your driver's license, or you go to any government agency, and they will automatically register you to vote. And guess what they don't ask? Guess what question they don't ask? Are you a citizen? The last time I checked, you had to be a citizen to vote.
My saintly wife gets invitations from both New York and Connecticut. Okay? Both send her. There's this like pre-registration. They're reminders. Both states at the same time. I mean, I tell her, just vote early and often. It's okay by me because that's what Democrats are going to do. But she gets them from both. So, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
By the way, if they're going to do ballot harvesting, or if they're going to say that's legal, we should do ballot harvesting.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Steve, the problem with that is, Steve, they have feet on the ground. Think about the teachers' unions. Think about all the other unions that they can weaponize against Republicans, and that is what they will do. We have no such army ready to hit the streets and do that kind of work, and that's why – I mean, in a way, it's a sort of a permanent imbalance if you get to that ballot harvesting thing, which, by the way, I don't believe in at all. I'm sure if you followed around one of those ballot harvesters, you would find people going to nursing homes and saying, Granny, here's a line, just sign it. I'll tell you what it means later. They don't have it. I mean, I think it's incredibly corrupt. They will do.
They have unions on the ground. Republicans stockbrokers selling index funds.
I mean, honestly,
it's not exactly the same thing.
It's a real problem. And go on the websites of something like the teachers unions after and during an election. There is a call to arms and those people turn out.
Well, that's what I was saying to Laura Trump. You take this job. You just got to be ready for warfare, trench warfare on the ground. So
I thought Laura Trump might be someone that they put in charge of the Trump Organization in New York. I think Trump does get to pick somebody, correct?
Oh,
for this 3 years.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how quickly the appeal is. What I am sure is it's insane. I mean, Steve makes a good point. New York Post ran. You know, Trump changed, among other things. Trump changed the skyline of New York.
He did.
I mean, he really did. East Side, Grand Central Station, West Side, the skating rink, Liz. Remember the skating rink episode?
Which was huge for my family and all other young families at the time, because we assumed, like most New York City projects, it would go on for a decade. Our kids would be in college by the time they fixed it. Donald Trump fixed it in 6 months or very close to that. And it was a blessing. It really was. But, you know, going back to Steve's thing about Ken Griffin leaving Chicago, what about Elon Musk leaving Delaware? Mm. I mean, at some point, these states are going to have to wake up to the fact that, you know, this could really hurt them. And in New York, would you start a big business in New York?
No way.
What could possibly incite you to do that? I cannot imagine.
Well, we'll see how this plays out. I know everything you say is right. I don't see at the moment any self-awareness by these Democrats. I just don't see it. And
no.
I think that's going to be this election, they're going to run on the far left and they're going to try to steal it. I mean, did you, I don't know if either of you read the Matt Taibbi piece or the summary of the piece. We had him on the TV show, and I mean, he's not a man of the right. He's just a good investigative reporter. And he said lawfare and sabotage, John Podesta running secret organizations and their war gaming for elections. You know, Republicans don't do that.
And by the way, that's illegal. He's a federal employee. That's a violation of the Hatch Act.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. You're right. Go sue him. Sue him for $450 million. Go ahead. Go.
By the way, 91% of the federal employees in Washington voted for Joe Biden.
Of course. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back and chew on this some more. I want to ask Steve Moore why Democrats don't like rich people. The never-ending wealth tax campaign. Vermont now, another one, flirting with unindexed, unrealized capital gains. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor. Steve Moore of Committee to Unleash Prosperity and WABC radio host of More Money. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.
This is Judge Jeanine Pirro. Personal safety for you and your family is a year-round priority. If you haven't developed a plan, I highly recommend you put the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol at the top of your list. Now you can even purchase a New York-compliant kit. That's Byrna. BYRNA. When you're looking for protection, you need a reliable tool that can send potential threats running in the opposite direction. Byrna is the answer. I personally own several launchers. The New York Compliant Kit does not require a background check, and their less lethal pistols ship right to your door. Just know Byrna products cannot be legally purchased or used in New York City and Yonkers. As a responsible gun owner, I fully understand the adverse ramifications of using my actual firearm. In most states, the law is not on your side. All it takes is one bad judgment call that can detrimentally affect your life. Start with less lethal force. Visit Byrna.com/Jeanine right now to enjoy an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. Choose Byrna for peace of mind and protection. That's BYRNA.com/Jeanine.
When Jane cooks with award-winning Goya garbanzos, she transforms her vegetable soup into a wholesome experience because they're perfectly plump.
And so big.
My friend Sam is here.
Plus, hey, Goya chickpeas are so nutritious.
Wow, Henry's here too.
I can't believe how much the kids love my vegetable soup.
Goya garbanzos are so good, everyone will want to eat at your table. Find them in the Goya section of your local grocery store. If it's Goya, it has to be good.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Companies in the United States are 10 times more likely to be a victim of a cyber attack. Manufacturing, healthcare, retail, financial services, the leading targets. Arisen's Cyber Z Suite provides the protection you need before your data gets stolen, bank accounts get drained, and operations are at a standstill. Call Arisen today to schedule a no-obligation consultation. That's 908-878-7717. Arisen, ERACENT.com. 908-878-7717.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. from day one. They've treated me like family at my local care center. AMDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, AMDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And AMDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to AMDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking money and politics with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, syndicated columnist, and Steve Moore of FreedomWorks and Committee to Unleash Prosperity Hotline, and WABC radio host of More Money, which will follow this show on many of these same stations. Steve Moore, op-ed piece by Biden economic advisor Gene Sperling.
I saw that.
And also a news conference by Biden economic advisor Lael Brainard. She has my old job. But they're both arguing, and I know you're going to love this. Both of you will love this. The spending bills worked. They were absolutely essential to prosperity. Look how well the economy is doing. Sperling and Lael Brainard, Steve Moore, do you have a response from the committee to unleash prosperity?
Well, I did see that piece by my friend Gene Sperling, and I've known him and you've known him a long time too.
Yeah.
He's trying to put a little lipstick on a pig here because they increased spending by $6 trillion when Biden came into office. And by the way, it's so important to repeat this point that the economy was already well out of the recession from COVID in the last 6 months that Trump was president. We didn't need another penny of government spending. They poured out $6 trillion. The inflation rate was 1.6%. When Trump left office, they somehow in 18 months took the inflation rate from 1.6 to 9.1%, one of the worst records in history. And we're now paying the price every single day of that. I mean, we're still the cost of groceries, 22% higher. The cost of paying a mortgage, 28% higher. The cost of buying gasoline, 33% higher. If they want to take credit for that, they can.
They don't mention that. They never mention that stuff, yeah. Higher prices. Ms. Brainard says that lower tax rates on businesses didn't matter. What matters is spending programs like the CHIPS bill and the infrastructure bill and the Green New Deal bill. That's what she says,
Liz. Can I just say one quick thing on that?
Go right ahead.
Last year, don't pull your punches. Last year, you know what the top performing industry was in the stock market?
Yes. Bitcoin.
Oil
energy. It was oil and gas.
It was.
Yeah, it was the oil and gas. And you know what the worst performing sector was? Green energy.
Yes.
So what the hell are they talking about?
Yes.
Well, I think you can also go back to 2020 and look at the bipartisan bills that were passed. And yes, I think that did help. The economy was down 32% in the second quarter of 2020. But by the third quarter, it came roaring back. So the work was done. It worked. Yes. We stabilized the economy. But Larry, I've used this analogy before, but what should have been a pig going through a python, a big bulge, became 100 pigs going through the python, and the python can no longer move. That's where we are now. There is no let up in the spending. And all that $1.9 trillion Rescue Act, guess what? That went to blue donors. That's really where it went, to climate activists, to blue states and blue cities. And by the way, I think the productivity of that money was zilch. And to Steve's point, it ignited inflation. You can look at it month by month. It just pushed so much money into the economy at a time when there wasn't a whole lot to spend it on.
Don't blame me.
And prices went through the roof.
Don't blame me. Mnuchin and I tailed it so it would run out. Honestly.
Well, in 21, I'm saying.
And we didn't even want the last tranche. Just in late December. We didn't want it. The boss wanted it. Pelosi wanted it. We didn't want it.
Yeah.
But little did we know they were going to come back and make the python fat.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Was...
I'm just saying, you know, that Gene Sperling and Lael Brainard, two top economic advisors, and they're going to – here's one reason. I mean, partly I'm being mischievous here, but partly, Steve, they will be making this case on the campaign trail.
They will. Mm-hmm. And the problem is almost every economic statistic you want to look at, because I'm doing this for President Trump, and I've shown you some of these charts, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually every single statistic, when you adjust for inflation, whether it's black economic progress, whether it's the stock market, whether it's gas prices, whether it's mortgages, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a single statistic where Trump's record in his first 3 years of office was far superior to the record that Joe Biden has had. I want to mention one other quick thing. I absolutely love this new video from Elon Musk, and he makes a very important point. He said, did you see it, Larry? He said, we shouldn't tax billionaires.
Yes, I know.
And he makes this really important point.
I love that.
He said, I can spend $100 million a lot better than the government can. I could create a lot more jobs with that money. I thought it was a great point, and I love that. Everyone should
see it.
The government doesn't create jobs. It's people like Elon Musk and Donald Trump that create jobs.
Yeah, but the hotline shows that the wealthy pay all the taxes.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? The wealthy paid more taxes, not less, after the Trump tax cuts.
Yep.
That's with taking.
Larry, I'm worried. We're going back to the election manipulation by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was sort of thinking, okay, well, this is helps Trump's fundraising, and we're going to kind of have all these appeals and stuff. But now we have 6 week trial beginning March 25th, where Trump has to be in the courtroom every single day for 6 weeks. How is that not election interference?
Sure
How
is.
Can anyone possibly
sure
look at that and think that is a reasonable thing that they're requiring him to do?
Well, I agree with you. He'll figure out a way to do it at night, as he said. He's got his plane, and they have a good operation. But I just want to come back. Steve Moore's thing, prior to the Trump tax cut, the richest 1% paid about 40% of the income taxes, which is itself a huge number.
A lot, yeah.
Before the Reagan tax cuts, they paid about 20. Now they pay more than 45. So they're gaining on half. They're gaining on half. I mean, now, the Democrats, this is the irony, Steve Moore. Democrats have become the party of the rich. The rich and the elite and the well-schooled and the well-pedigreed. It's the Republicans that have the middle-class working folks party. So you've got role reversals here. I'm not sure I understand all this or how it's going to play out. I don't know. They're going to have to make the case. Look, Steve, I think it's great, the data points you're doing. But we've got finally, POTUS is talking about the affordability crisis, right? Prices are up 20%. Wages are only up 15%. I think that is still the most important dynamic. You know what I mean? It's not about GDP. It's not even to some extent about the CPI. It's about affordability. And he's using that on the campaign trail. Finally, we got I have a mole in the campaign, Vince Haley. He's a terrific, fabulous speechwriter. Anyway, kids, thank you. Appreciate it. Liz Peek, as always. Steve Moore is More Money coming up right after this on a lot of these same stations. Good visit today. I'm Kudlow. We'll be back next weekend, folks. Take care.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.